look for Giannis's cousin to do better than him this year, man.
In Dallas? Yeah, I know, right? I've seen that. I really want to, you know what? With you saying that, I'm going to really pay attention to the Dallas Mavericks next season just to see what they're all about. Oh, yeah.
Cross is a beast. Watch him this year.
I'm definitely going to. But with the ending of that, the next and final topic we want to talk about is previewing and seeing how you like what's going on in the NBA Summer League right now. Who is the team that, who is the team of the players that you are looking at in the NBA Summer League right now? Who impressed you right now?
I'm honestly liking RJ Barrett, man.
Do you? They are not liking him in New York. They don't like the way he shoots the
ball.
They
don't like the way he shoots, but I mean, you look at the other the other day, man. Mm-hmm. Him and Greg Knox combined for 49 points, giving you great production off the bench, man. I think that RJ Barrett, I know New York doesn't like his style of play, but he is going to win you games this year. You bet your ass on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, though, he's showing signs of improvement. Now, he had a rocky start.
Yes.
But he's showing that he's getting, first of all, every player that comes from the college, it's going to take them some time. Everybody's not going to be LeBron-esque.
Exactly, right. Right out the gate.
You get in there and be, you
coming in the NBA, think you about to dominate. No, you're going to have to go through some growing pains in order to get better.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things I agree with you as far as, in my opinion, I'm looking at the Knicks, in my opinion. I wanted to see their young talent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Of course, I love Kevin Knox Jr.
Yeah,
I think Kevin Knox is great. RJ Barrett is going to be a young talent. Iggy Bradzingis. Bradzingis coming out of Michigan. And you know I am not fond of any Michigan player coming out of college.
Yep.
I am a Michigan State fan cold-heartedly. Now, Bradzingis, in my opinion, the only reason why I say this, but once you graduate, once you get out of there and you're in the NBA, I don't hold any more grudges on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that Jordan Poole went to Golden State and people were hating on Jordan Poole, not understanding that, hell, I grew up watching Jordan Poole. I know what he can do.
Right.
And I think that was a perfect match. And the Golden State Warriors knew that that was a perfect match. Now, they was like, oh, that was a reach or whatever. But you'll see Jordan Poole is going to knock down three-pointers right alongside Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. He will definitely be right in that mix. He will come off the bench. He will be the next Quentin Cook. Since Cook went ahead and went to the Lakers, he will step into that role, and you will not see any fall short of talent in that category. With that being said, I am I like what the Knicks are doing. I like what my Pistons are doing right now. Bruce Brown, kid out of Miami, came in the league. Reputation for having a great defensive game, not necessarily a strong offensive game. So what they did in this Pistons Summer League right now is put him at the point guard position so that you have to be able to make plays. You have to be able to score the ball. And he is showing, hell, I can do this.
Yeah.
And he is showing improvement. I like to see what he can do the next following season for the Detroit Pistons. I want to see, because I know they're going to move Reggie Jackson somehow, some way. If it's not in the offseason, at the beginning of the season, before the trading deadline, Reggie Jackson will be moved. That is my bold prediction.
Yeah.
He will be moved to a different team. I don't know where, but they're going to try to get some assets for Reggie Jackson because the fans and I guess the organization really is not sticking with Reggie Jackson right now. If they could get something for him, they definitely want something for him. But that's what I'm seeing right now out of the Summer League. I'm really keying in on seeing what the Knicks can do and what the Pistons can do.
Uh-oh.
Those are one of my top two teams.
We got some breaking news, man.
Uh-oh.
Russell Westbrook traded to the Rockets for Chris Paul with 2 picks.
Damn. So they actually pulled it off, bro.
They pulled it off.
They pulled it off. So now with that being said,
oh my God,
what does Houston look like right now? They look like a playoff team. But do they look like a real Now, I don't know what the first off, 2 picks, so that's all they got for Russell Westbrook. Can you understand that, dude? Can you do that? Understand that, right? 2 first round picks, probably, right?
2 picks and Chris Paul.
That's all you got for Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Paul George is worth more to you than Russell Westbrook was.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what you got.
Well, yeah, but the Clippers, they would do anything to make that trade happen. They were desperate because Kawhi asked for Paul George. It wasn't them asking for it. Kawhi wouldn't come without him.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had to do anything they could. But, I mean, this is crazy news right here, man. I mean, you're talking about James Harden and Russell Westbrook on the same team again. Oh, my goodness. I just don't know where it leads us, man.
I don't know either.
Interesting. I just want to
Very see interesting. The West is once again stacked. But I look at it from two different – in my opinions, I'm looking at two different leagues when I look at the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. Western Conference has a whole bunch of star power, but it's evened out with teams now. You know what I'm saying? Like, some teams have young talent. Other teams like the Houston Rockets. Now you're looking at it to be in LA, Houston, Golden State, and then the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? If it goes that way this season, we'll see what Portland does and stuff like that. So everybody is getting better on the West. The East
Portland
is
got better,
still broken down.
Yeah,
I'm still thinking that since Kawhi's in the West now, that the East is, in my opinion, wide open. They expect Philly to be there in the finals next year.
It'll be Philly, Milwaukee.
But who knows?
I can't say that though. There's no Jimmy Butler, and you just paid.
He's in Miami.
That's what I'm saying. So I mean, I can't say for sure that Philly will be in the playoffs. And with that,
they will be in the playoffs. They won't be.
I mean, they'll be in the playoffs. I'm talking about the finals because I'm thinking about, you know, first of all, you just paid Ben Simmons way too much money. He's you just overpriced that dude. Like, come on, man.
I agree. He doesn't have a jump shot yet, so you're gonna.
You know, it's not a good look for them. But
not at all.
You know, I they didn't get better. Philly did not get better, and Milwaukee didn't get better either. Hell, I don't know what to tell you. Milwaukee lost Nikola Mirotic. He's back playing in Barcelona for his national team, so they don't have Mirotic, and they gave Chris Middleton $178 million. So you tell me what the hell's going to go on in Miami or in Milwaukee, because I don't know. You know what I mean?
I don't know either. They're hoping that Giannis can get better and they can get a better jump shot. The thing is, if it came down to it, because it was Milwaukee and Toronto, right?
Yeah.
So with that, and now you have Kawhi Leonard that's gone. That is a clear shot to say that the Milwaukee Bucks should be the favorite in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't care what happened in anywhere else. And then nobody else in the East get that much better, that they're just head and shoulders above everybody else. It is still a Philly-Milwaukee. I agree with you on that. It should be Philly-Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Western Conference period is just more interesting. Period. I look at it, it's still JV versus varsity. Now that you have Kawhi getting out of the East into the West, if Kawhi would have stayed in Toronto, it would have made it in my mind like, hey, Toronto is that fucking team,
right?
Period. And now it's just like everybody else in the East is whatever it is. But now you got Russell Westbrook moving from Oklahoma City saying, hey, I want to go a little bit further south to Houston.
Yeah.
For Chris Paul and two picks. First off, I'm Chris Paul. Please buy me out of my contract if I possibly can. You know what I'm saying? I would love to go to the Lakers.
Here's what's weird though, because the deal, I'm breaking down the deal. And so you get two first rounders in 2024. In 2026, along with pick swaps in 2021 and 2025. So in 2021, they have a pick swap protected from the 1-4 slot, but OKC can swap Clippers pick or Heat pick. So if they don't like their pick in the 1-4, they can swap with the Clippers or the Heat.
Why the Heat?
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out what did the Heat give up? What did the Heat ever give to Oklahoma City that says, we'll give you that pick, we'll give you such and such? You know, no, I didn't think that Oklahoma City and Houston ever did a deal. But maybe it was something in the past that maybe they got a pick from them. That's how.
Yeah, that's possible.
Either way it goes, Oklahoma City really doesn't have control. You'll see them, just like how Atlanta kind of like dominated the draft this year. You'll see Oklahoma City dominate the draft for a few years.
Yeah.
And I think that Oklahoma City will actually build up a better franchise through the draft, which most small market cities have to do through the draft, you know. But with that being said, Houston, they got better. I say it like this. Not saying that the chemistry will be there. This is what I'm trying to get at. In my opinion, who the hell is James Harden to pass the ball to? And who the hell is Russell Westbrook to pass the ball to?
Right.
You have two dominating ball handlers.
Yeah, that was the problem that Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook were having. Because, you know...
Paul and Harden?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Chris Paul and Harden, because the Houston offense was ran through Harden. Well, that left Chris Paul with his dick in his hand trying to figure out what is he supposed to do, because he was hired to be a point guard.
I mean, I agree with that.
But he's not a lights out 3-point shooter.
Exactly.
So
that's all I'm saying. That's the only reason why I say that. I'm like, hey, you're not like you were in New Orleans, Chris Paul.
Yeah.
You have to understand it's father time with you as well. You have to understand, like, okay, I'm not a young buck like I used to. I can still ball, but I'm not about to sit up here and score 30 a night. I know that. I know Chris Paul is not that guy anymore, scoring 30 a night, period.
Yeah.
He can give you 30 every once in a while, but he is definitely not that consistent anymore. And with that being said, if I'm Chris Paul, Houston, you traded me. In my mind, rumors had it that he wanted out of Houston. But yeah. Now that you got out of Houston, it's time for you to get your contract bought out. I'm in my opinion, I'm not stepping foot on Oklahoma City's floor.
Right.
So I can go out there with my 2 years I got left in my body to go out there for some scrubs.
Yeah, there's got to be another. You're going to
get me out of Oklahoma City.
Well, you know, a lot of all these deals, even from the AD and all Kawhi, all this stuff, has been three-team deals. Maybe they brought Miami in on that Paul George deal for some picks money, all that type of crap. Like, there's a lot of three-team deals that we don't know about because they do stuff behind the scenes. I'm thinking Miami did something. So Chris Paul might be able to slide into the back door to Miami, play with Jimmy Butler and the guys. You know what I mean? Like, they're still...
I wouldn't be mad at that. If I am Chris Paul,
yeah,
I know if Oklahoma City releases me and gives me my buyout or whatever, I want to go to L.A. Lakers. I want to go to L.A., period. You know what I'm saying? I need to go to the Lakers like he was trying 2 years ago, years ago before he got traded to Houston.
Right.
He has to go to L.A. and try to get himself a ring. That is one guy that I really would like to see win a ring is Chris Paul.
That's right.
So, I mean, we'll see what happens. You know, congratulations to Russell Westbrook to getting the hell out of Oklahoma City.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's big news, man. You know, it's crazy.
I'm glad to get you up out of there. Glad to see you in a bigger market for you in Houston. Yep. I know Houston fans are going crazy. Now, I believe Houston fans believe that they have the best duo in the West.
Houston fans are thinking, oh, my God, we're just one piece shy. Because right now... Houston is going to be a shooter shy of a championship.
I mean, James Harden is all the shooter you need.
James Harden is a shooter, but you...
I mean, let's say, I like to say it like this. I want to see what that does to Houston's cap. Because, once again, I told you that every single year Westbrook is on, he earns way more money every single year. So his contract doesn't diminish. It increases. So it's like, does the production increase? In my mind, it won't. You know what I'm saying? His max potential and his contract is $46 million. That is when his player option is available. And I'm pretty sure he's going to accept that with Houston and suck up $46 million of the cap for that year. So how in the hell do you expect Harden and Westbrook with their contracts to coexist? Somebody's contract is up before the other. I'm pretty sure Harden's will be up. Do you expect to sign Harden to a max deal with Westbrook? So that's all. That's basically two players will eat up your whole contract if that's the case. I would always like for people to be smart about it. I don't know what Chris Paul's deal looked like. Now, Chris Paul might have been.
It was 120 million.
I'm pretty sure it was a big deal. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure Chris Paul was getting all the money he was supposed to be getting.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Westbrook is a better point guard. I wouldn't say a better IQ point guard, but he is definitely
Chris Paul is a better true point guard.
Right. Right, right. I believe that Westbrook is the better physical, more athletic 100%, point guard.
100%.
And I think that Houston actually got a good player out of this. Now, we'll see what the chemistry looks like. If Russell Westbrook can, in my mind, be a better team player.
Not going
to
happen.
Is a guy. Well, we have to find out, because now you have a team that can win something. You're on a team that was right there in the hunt in the Western Conference. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were no slouch when they had to get the hell out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how it plays out. Obviously, Russell wants to go there. It's got to be a reason. I'm pretty sure him and James Harden are friends. He's not. Yeah. Russell's not going to go somewhere he don't like somebody. He's from the streets.
Exactly.
He ain't going to go sit in your face. He don't mess with you that way.
Nope.
So I'm pretty sure him and Harden got a decent relationship. This is going to be interesting, to say the least.
Yes,
and of course, we'll be here to give you guys all of the scoop on it. That's just what we do.
Yes, sir.
Coming to you, yes, as we love to do every day. Big Wenzel and the West Coast Rail Hurricane Army over there.
Ah, earthquake shaker. Earthquake shock shaker, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, we want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast.
Yes.
Be prepared. We have other topics. We're going to get others involved in some of these topics.
Yeah, we got some interviews coming up.
Yes, we do. We got some big-time music topics to go over. We're going to give you our top five music moguls, top five rappers. It doesn't matter. We're going to give it all to you very soon.
Yes, sir. Breaking news, headlines.
Definitely going to be a lot more coming from the Man Cave podcast. You can guarantee you on that. We sorry about the break that we had to take, but hell, we got lives. Outside of this podcast, there are lives that we live on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, sometimes it gets the best of us, but hey, we going to always come down.
Yeah.
When we got the time to go ahead and break some stuff down, we're going to definitely get on this mic and speak our opinion. So I also want to thank everybody for listening, everybody for tuning in. Thank you for hanging on with us for this long.
Yep.
We're not going to disappoint you. We're going to make sure we're going to get every topic out of the way. We're going to make sure we're going to keep this train rolling. That is for sure.
Hey, man, you heard it first right here on the Man Cave.
Peace.
Peace.